What's ahead for dating apps? This is Soundbites, and I'm Alan Davidson. Swipe left, 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 left. It's a regular routine for anyone who's ever entered the world of online dating. But there are signs that Generation Z has different ideas about the best way to meet new people. It looks like more and more are leaving the usual dating apps to the millennials, and instead, they're focusing on online role-playing games that build relationships. There are other options, too. All kinds of hobby-based apps, from art to fitness to cooking. Many have caught the attention of Zoomers who want a painless, less pressured route to pairing up. Dating apps clearly won't disappear anytime soon. But what is clear is that their subscriber numbers are dropping, and research says that the younger you are, the less likely you are to use them. With Soundbites, I'm Alan Davidson for CBS News.